We always start on the left and go right. Nice.
What did you see from the at-bats, especially in the seventh inning, particularly Jed and Seth?
Yeah, you know, leadoff walk there by Jed. You know, set the tone for the inning. In terms of, you know, Seth's at bat, he's been swinging better. He's identifying the changeup better. He's staying back on it. You know, and hunting a ball up in the zone, which he got, and you know, put a great swing on a baseball that ended up getting us a couple runs there. And the at bats just kind of, as we talk about that, the guys fed off each other. You know, and that was good to see. We put the at bats together tonight, like we talked about last night that we weren't able to do, and thus you know scored five runs.
You were able to sort of close out the game there with Zach and then Danny Command for the five outs. What did you see from Zach and then being able to bring Danny in another one?
Yeah, you know, Zach did a great job getting out of the inning. We sent him back out. That 3-2 pitch, I think, just missed the inside corner. You know, it looked – obviously, Zach was, you know, 25-plus, 30 pitches in at that point. Danny was a fresh arm. And, you know, as well as he's been throwing the ball, felt good about bringing him in to finish out that eighth and sending him back out. He's one of the fresher arms that we had tonight. And, you know, as well as Sammy Moll. Coming in and doing a great job as well.
Yeah, and Sean Murphy and Kevin Smith, obviously good hitters, but between both of them to start this game, I think they were 0-for-35 between two of them. Could you talk a little bit about their at-bats? You know, they had four RBIs between both of them for you.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit about Kevin Smith last night. I felt his at-bats were better last night. You know, they continued tonight. The swing he put on that fastball up, got the barrel above it, drove it out to left field, was a good swing. You know, he's making progress, as we talked about. These guys are working hard, all of them. And some of the, you know, fruits of their work are starting to show. And that's a good sign.
Mark, getting back to the ball. I'm sorry. You go.
Merce, I think the single was only like 59 miles per hour. Is it a little bit, I mean, what's the satisfaction just after seeing so
many hard hit balls? I think I saw Murph smile when he got to first base. You know, these guys, again, they're grinding. And Murph's one of those guys that grinds. He never asks for a day off. So to get rewarded on a ball that left the bat at 59 miles an hour, that's a big bonus. You know, it shows that he was going to get beat by a breaking ball. He didn't chase. He got beat on a fastball and was strong enough to fist it out there into the outfield for a couple RBIs. So.
What do you think of Caprillion's outing?
You know, I thought Cap did good. You know, I don't think he's at where Cap has been. Yet, you know, he got us five and a third, made two mistakes that they capitalized on. But overall, you know, I think Cap, for these first couple outings, has done a good job to give us a chance to win.
Mark, I just want to go back to Danny for a minute. There's not many guys in this day and age back in. They're going more than one inning to close out a game. Was that just the situation tonight, or is he a guy that you feel comfortable in those safe situations going multiple innings?
No, I do feel comfortable with Danny coming in the eighth inning. Yeah, he's done it throughout the minor leagues. So he's a workhorse. You know, he wants the baseball. And as we talked a little bit about him in pregame, you know, he's very calm, and you know, he's been, I think, through all the experiences, you know, that he can be challenged in, especially at this point in the season. He's worked himself into trouble, gotten out of trouble, and had some clean innings. He's done the one-plus role for us, so I was comfortable with him coming in and going one-plus tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.